This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghemire with the news. The headlines first. Impeachment Recommendation Committee invites evidence against Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangga Bahadur Rada. UML Central Committee meeting ongoing at party headquarters in Chasol. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims world narrowly avoided radiation accident in Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. Now, the news in detail. The Impeachment Recommendation Committee has issued a public notice inviting evidence of charges against Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangga Bahadur Rada within 3 days. The committee published a notice today and invited evidence of accusations against Chief Justice Rada. The committee has already summoned Chief Justice Rada on August 31st for questioning in the impeachment motion against him. The committee's meeting on Wednesday decided to summon him for questioning at 11 a.m. on August 31st. The meeting also endorsed the committee's working procedure and schedule, including that for the gathering of evidence. The committee will have to complete its work within 3 months. Lawmakers who had registered the impeachment motion have leveled 21 different charges against Chief Justice Rana. A total of 98 ruling House of Representatives members had registered the impeachment motion against Chief Justice Rana on February 13th. He has been suspended since then. The Central Committee meeting of CPN-UML is ongoing at party headquarters, Chasol. Deputy Chief of UML Publicity and Publication Department Bishnu Rizal informed that the meeting has 11 different agendas for discussion in the meeting, which started at the party headquarters in Chasol, Lalitpur. Deputy Chief Rizal added, presenting the political report of party chairperson KP Sharma Oli, report of local level election investigation committee, oath taking and division of duties of central committee members, approving secretariat meeting discussions, and determining criteria for the candidate selection process for upcoming elections are the agendas of the meeting. The Central Committee of the UML is taking place for the first time after the local level election. The Standing Committee meeting and Politburo meeting of the CPN-UML were held on August 23rd and 25th, respectively. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar has emphasized that the subject of cybercrime should be included in the school curriculum. In the cybercrime training program organized in Kathmandu today, Home Minister Khar said that with the increasing use of technology, incidents of cybercrime are also increasing, and to reduce such incidents, cybercrime should be included in the school curriculum. Home Minister Khar added that the information technology is being misused by criminal groups and the government is working by creating a separate cell to stop it. Nepali Congress leader Sasanka Koirala has claimed that Nepali Congress should get 100 seats in the upcoming federal elections. Talking to journalists at Bharatpur Airport today, leader Koirala said that the Congress has demanded 100 seats based on truth and reality. Chairperson of CPN Maoist Center Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the ruling alliance has come close to an agreement on seat distribution for the upcoming general elections. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, Chair Dahal clarified that there is no misunderstanding or uncomfortable situation between the parties regarding seat allocation. He said that the committee is working to resolve all issues by August 15th. In response to a question, Chair Dahal said that the citizenship bill would soon be passed by the National Assembly and authenticated by the President. He said that even though the citizenship bill has caused some ripples, he added, it will be resolved. Chair Dahal said that the bill will not cause any crisis and the bill will be passed with everyone's consent. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Europe faced the prospect of a radiation disaster yesterday when a Russian-occupied nuclear plant was disconnected from Ukraine's power grid. He added it was only due to backup electricity kicking in that the Zaporizhzhia plant was able to operate safely. Fires had already had earlier damaged overhead power lines, cutting the plant off. There is a growing concern over fighting near the complex, which is the largest nuclear plant in Europe. The United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, said the plant remained connected to a 330 kV line from the nearby thermal power plant that can provide backup electricity if needed. Normally, the nuclear plant supplies one-fifth of Ukraine's total electricity, so its continued disconnection from the national grid would pose serious challenges for Ukraine. The nuclear site has been occupied by Russian military forces since early March, but continues to be operated by Ukrainian nuclear technicians. The U.S. state of California is to ban the sale of new petrol-only vehicles by 2035, marking a historic step in the state's attempts to tackle climate change. The new rules are aimed to force car makers to accelerate the introduction to the market of cleaner vehicles. It comes after Governor Gavin Newsom set a target in 2020 to speed up the shift away from fossil fuels. The move is important as California is the most populous state in the United States and one of the world's biggest economies. Under the rules issued by the California Air Resources Board, 35% of the new vehicles sold in the state must be electric, hybrid, or hydrogen-powered by 2026. The announcement is the latest move by California as it continues to move faster than the U.S. federal government to tighten the emission rules. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather across the country is expected to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the week. Issuing a bulletin, the division said there is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall at many places of the country in the beginning and midweek. Similarly, there is a chance of light rainfall at a few places of the country at the end of the week. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning has been predicted at one or two places in the hilly areas of the province number 1, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces in the beginning and midweek. According to the division, there is a chance of decreasing maximum temperature and increasing minimum temperature in most parts of the country, while there will be no significant change in temperature in the mountainous region. Weather across the nation will remain partly to generally cloudy with chance of light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at a few places of province number 1, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces at one or two places of the remaining provinces today. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20.9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 31.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Impeachment Recommendation Committee invites evidence against Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jangabahadur Rana. UML Central Committee meeting ongoing at party headquarters in Chesil. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims world narrowly avoided radiation accident in Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.